I've got kind of a funny question for you as we get started here this morning. When you think about your Bible, what do you think about it? Is it something that you use only in emergencies, like a plunger? Or is it like a Thighmaster, something that you bought with really good intentions, but it's just kind of gathered dust since then? Or maybe it's like a coffee table book. You know, it looks really great on your shelf, but it doesn't get cracked open too often. Or maybe it's like a toothbrush, something that you use every day for your health and well-being. For the people in the Bible that we are going to look at today, it was the last one. The Bible was of vital importance to them. And actually, it's something that they are well known for. Like, if I say to you, in 1492, Columbus did what? He sailed the ocean blue, right? Well, when I say the Bereans, you just automatically go, oh, they studied the scriptures daily. That's what they're known for. The Bereans, what did they do? They studied the scriptures daily. Turn with me in your Bibles to Acts 17. Acts 17 in your Bible is where we find this little church in Berea. Now, at this point in the book of Acts, the Jerusalem Council has already happened. We talked about that last week. And Paul and his traveling companions set out to spread the news from the Jerusalem Council to the rest of the world. And as Acts 17 opens, Paul lands in a place called Thessalonica. Things did not go well for him in Thessalonica. Apparently, things turned out well in the end because Paul would later write to them two letters, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. But in his first encounter with that Thessalonian church, he got kicked out of town. He was driven out of Thessalonica for telling people about Jesus. His next stop, though, was a little place called Berea, which contemporary authors describe as sort of an off-the-beaten-path little place. Kind of makes me think of us as Langford. Just, you know, a little country church off in the background. Never mind the big highway that goes by, but... here's what happens in Berea, Acts 17, verse 10. Paul is sent by the other brothers in town off from Thessalonica to Berea. First thing he does when he arrives in Berea is he goes to the Jewish synagogue. Think about this. Paul has just been driven out of town by a bunch of Jews in Thessalonica. First thing he does in the very next town is hunt down the Jewish synagogue. Clearly, he thinks he has a message that is worth sharing to the world. And here in Berea, Paul finds a much more receptive audience than back in Thessalonica. Verse 11, he says, Luke writes, "Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness, and they examined the scriptures daily to see if what Paul said was true." Lots of details there. Let me just unpack it for you. The Bereans were of more noble character, it says. Why? Is it because they were better people? They were of a higher social class? No, it's because they received the gospel with great eagerness. They read the scriptures daily to see if what Paul said was true. These were people who clearly spent time reading their Bibles, the Old Testament at that point, and they spent time thinking about the implications for their lives. And that led them to listen to what Paul said with eagerness. That made them noble people in God's eyes. And I'm actually suspicious that this is what explains the difference between the Bereans and the Thessalonians here. I can't prove it, but the way that Luke has written this makes me think that the Berean study of Scripture made them open to what God was doing. Where the Thessalonians' resistance to the gospel might have been because they were just not that open to the scriptures. You know, the Bereans, I think, were shaped by the word. The Thessalonians were shaped by the world. And so I think that that is why the Bereans welcomed them with eagerness, while the Thessalonians kicked them out of town. But even then, the Bereans didn't just take what Paul said and swallow it, hook, line, and sinker, so to speak. They wanted to stop and see, is this really true? And so they committed themselves to studying the scriptures to see if what Paul said was true. And sure enough, they went to God's word and found out, yes, this was a gospel thing from him. According to verse 12, many of the Jews believed, as did a number of the prominent Greek women and Greek men. So the church takes root in Berea. Sadly, though, some of the Thessalonians found out that Paul was there in Berea still preaching the gospel, and so those guys came up to Berea, stirred up trouble for him too, and then Paul left and started ministry in Athens. Now, that is a story for a different time, but let's just think for a second about the Bereans. Why do we remember them? They are this little church. They take four verses in the Bible, but why spend time on them? I think it's because they examined the scriptures daily. They engaged with God's word. They thought about what it meant for them. You know, they allowed the Bible to shape their perspective, not so that they were not swayed by, you know, tradition or public opinion or the hottest new idea to come into town. Their worldview was founded on God's word. That is a noble way of life. And it challenges us, I think, to ask ourselves, are we that committed to the word of God? Are we that firmly established on the foundation of scripture? You know, we really need to make the Bible the non-negotiable foundation of our lives. Because when we study the word, we grow in faith. I mean, just think about the Bereans. As they examined the scriptures, they got to know God more and more. They came to understand more and more of God's plan, right? They understood to a degree what God had already done in the Old Testament. But then when Paul came to them, they went back and they realized, wow, there is more to God than I first expected. They went and realized, oh, wait, this Jesus is actually the Messiah that we have been waiting for. They went back into their scriptures and discovered, indeed, that there was a suffering servant who would come to be a Passover lamb so that they would be freed from slavery to sin. It was all there, and they grew in faith because they studied God's word. They examined the scriptures. That really needs to be true of us, too. When we study the word, we grow in faith. One of the reformers, Johann Spangenberg, put it like this. Following the example of those in Berea, we should gladly read scripture. For scripture is the only rule and foundation of our faith. If a carpenter or mason is to build something ably, then he has to have a plumb line. If a goldsmith is to test gold, then he must have a touchstone. So then, if we Christians are to judge what is God's word, as opposed to human teaching, then we too must have a touchstone. And this is Holy Scripture. From Scripture we learn about Christ. I want to encourage you to set aside time to study the word, to really dig into it and engage with it. You know, Bible study helps, like Daily Bread or my teaching videos. Those are helpful, and by all means, make use of them. But don't neglect the source. Spend time in your Bible, even a little bit, day by day. And even more important, think about what you have just read means for your life. You know, read the word. Apply what you've read. And when you do that, you will grow in faith. I want to encourage you to be like the Bereans. Study the word and grow in faith. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the example of the Berean church. You know, they were a little group of people just like us here at Langford. and yet they are forever immortalized in the Bible as people who treasured you and wanted to know more and more about you. And they did that by reading your word. Lord, thank you for your word, the Bible that tells us who you are, what you are like, who we are, what our purpose and mission is in the world. Lord, I pray that you would give us a hunger for your word. And I pray that when we sit down to read scripture, you would reward us with understanding and insight and new ideas to think about and chew on that draw us deeper into relationship with you. Lord, we want to be your disciples. We want to grow in faith. And so, Lord, we give ourselves to invest in our time with you, to cultivate our faith, not just to say, oh, I'll get to it another time. Lord, I pray that you would help us not to think of the Bible or treat the Bible like a plunger or a thighmaster. Lord, let us embrace the treasure that you have given us, the revelation of yourself in your word. And I pray that you would help us to examine it daily and grow because of it. We pray in Jesus' name.